Section 3. You will hear a group of students filling out an evaluation form for one of their classes. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 23.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 23.
Joshua, Ethan, wait! Don't leave yet! We have to fill in an evaluation form to hand in with our final project.
Oh, not another one. We've done one of these forms after each project all term. It's a bit of a waste of time, if you ask me.
They just want to give us a chance to have our say about the project.
But I haven't much of an opinion about it either way. It's just a project.
Yeah, but if you did...
Then it wouldn't be a waste of time, I suppose. What's your point?
Well, just say you have no opinion. What's the problem with that?
You're right. I'll do that. And it'll be easier than making something up. But even if we had issues and wrote them down, do you think anyone reads them? I rather doubt it.
Of course they do. Remember in the first term, when there were some problems with people in some groups not doing their fair share of the work? There were lots of comments about this on the evaluation forms. And so Dr. Smith came and talked to us about it and decided to add the individual evaluation forms so we could each evaluate our other group members' effort. That was a really important outcome.
See, Ethan, without the evaluation forms, we wouldn't have the opportunity to report what a slacker you are.
Oh, come on. I've done as much work as anyone.
Yeah, it's easy to joke around because we're a good team. My last team wasn't so good, though, and I was really grateful for those forms.
OK, let's get it done so we can go.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 24 to 30.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen and answer questions 24 to 30.
OK, first we have to rate the project from 1 to 5 and comment on any good or bad points.
We do this part together.
Yeah. What do you think? 4?
Yeah, why not?
Why 4 and not 5? I don't really think there was much wrong with it. It was a good project. The tasks were well thought out. Not like the last one, where one of the tasks was impossible because there was no research on the subject.
I agree with you, Josh. There weren't technically any problems with the project. It's just that I like projects to have a sort of practical point. You know, we should see some sort of reason for doing it, other than the grade, of course. If it had some sort of real-world application, it would have been perfect. What do you think, Ethan?
I don't know. Why don't we give it a 4.5?
That's a good idea. Can we do that?
I don't see why not. And I agree. 4.5.
So, what about good points? Josh said it's well thought out. Anything else?
I liked having a choice between two topics. I mean, some topics just don't interest some people.
Yes, you're right. Unfortunately, I thought they were both boring. Oh, I'm sounding a bit negative, aren't I? I can't think of any specific good points.
Oh, that's all right. Let's move on to the bad points.
You're eager to go, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going camping tomorrow and I have to pack. But back to the topic. I haven't got an opinion about bad points. Lily's already said her share. What about you, Joshua? Any complaints?
No, I think it was a good project. Well, if I had to say something, I guess it would be the timescale. I think they should have given us more time to do this final project, since it was a larger part of our grade. But I don't think that's a big deal.
OK, I think we're done. We just have to do the individual evaluation forms, and that's it.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now turn to Section 4.